Hello, hello. Shalom Aleichem. Hope everyone's doing well. We're now in the days leading up to Chag HaOrim, Chanukah. Hope everyone's looking forward to an amazing holiday coming up next week. And one of the questions that always bothered me this time, it always bothers me this time of year as we approach Chanukah, relates to Al HaNisim. As we read through the text of Al HaNisim over and over and over again on Chanukah, there's one phrase in Al HaNisim that seems very out of place. You know, we say we thank Hashem for Al HaNisim, for the miracles that He did for us, Al Porkan, Al Gvuros, Al Teshuos. We thank Hashem for the miracles and the redemptions and the Gvuros, the mighty acts that He did on our behalf. Al Teshuos, the salvations. We thank Hashem for saving us. We thank Hashem for saving us from the brink of death. We thank Hashem for the mighty acts He did on our behalf. But we also thank Hashem, V'al HaMilchamos, for the battles. And when you stop to think about it for a second, the phrase V'al HaMilchamos seems very out of place. Why are we thanking Hashem for the battles? I understand why we thank Hashem for the victories in the battle. I understand why we thank Hashem for the salvations and the miracles that He did for us. But for the battles themselves, I would have thought the battles are a bad thing. Why are we thanking Hashem for them? Better if we never had them to begin with, no? Why thank Hashem for the battles? The answer to this question, of course, is that in order to grow in life, in order for us to truly grow and reach our potential as individuals, as well as communities, or on a national level, there always have to be battles. There always have to be battles. It's only through having battles, it's only through having struggles and challenges that we can truly grow. Truly grow as individuals, as communities, or as a nation. If Klal Yisrael hadn't gone through the entire Hanukkah story, just imagine, we wouldn't have had a Hanukkah holiday down to this day. We wouldn't have had the chance to thank Hashem for hundreds upon hundreds, over 2,000 years since the events of Hanukkah had occurred. The battles themselves, the struggles that we went through, those difficult times, are what enabled us to emerge by discovering ourselves, what we're truly committed to as a nation, as better people and as a better nation. As we read through the parshios we're currently going through, both parshios Vayishlach last week, Vayishev, and all the following parshios, Yaakov Avinu faces a lot of struggles. Last week we read about how he just escaped from Lavan, only to be faced by his attacking brother Esav. Escapes from Esav, only to be faced with the challenge of Dinah, her kidnapping. Escapes from that, only to be faced with the challenge of his cherished wife's death, Rachel. The death of Dvorah, the death of... It goes on and on and on. The fact that Yosef was thought to be dead. Yaakov faces challenge after challenge after challenge. But thankfully, Yaakov keeps on going. At the beginning of last week's parsha, the Torah writes that Yaakov, as he approaches Esav, Vayishtachu arta sheva pamim, he bowed down to the ground seven times. And many midrashim homiletically relate this to the fact that the pasuk says in Mishlei that sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, that a tzadik will fall seven times and still get up again. Yaakov, as he bowed down to Esav, I'm sure was not feeling at his best. He was not feeling the most comfortable that he did in his life. It was not his greatest moment. But at the same time, Yaakov was able to use it to get up again afterwards. He was able to use it to grow, become a better person. There's a parable I once heard, amazing, very powerful parable involving an old mule. This old mule lived on a farm, ripped and fell into a dried up well. It all used to exist in the farm. And the mule, of course, stuck at the bottom of the well, starts braying. The farmer comes over, hears the braying of the mule, sees the mule stuck at the bottom of the well. And although the farmer, he feels bad for the mule, at the same time, it would just take too much effort to extract the mule from the pit. So the farmer figures, at least he can put the mule out of its misery. Instead of listening to it braying on and on, so he calls over a couple of farmhands, and he has the farmhands begin to shovel dirt into the pit, essentially to bury the mule so that it would die quicker. The mule, of course, senses what's going on. He feels the dirt falling on his back, senses he's being buried alive. He starts braying, 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 running around, frantic. He's being buried alive. Until after a few moments, when the mule realizes that instead of letting the dirt get him down, he just shakes off the dirt and uses it to step up. Eventually, after a few minutes, fled into a few hours, the mule got higher and higher and higher until he stepped out of the pit. It's a strong parable for all the challenges that we face in our lives. Instead of letting them get us down, instead of feeling the dirt on our back, we're able to shake it off and step up and use that dirt to step higher and higher and higher and grow from those challenges and grow from those battles and grow from those wars and become greater people and a greater nation. We will achieve our greatest potential. Have a happy Hanukkah and a good Shabbos.